Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
TalkSport Daily.
Hello, happy Wednesday, everyone. Yeah, Wednesday. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your brilliant host, there I say, with grey hair.
Say that.
Andy Goldstein. Don't forget, of course, to check me out or listen to Drive today at 4 p.m. on TalkSport alongside proper co-host.
Say that again.
What a superstar he is. Yeah. What a super... Isn't he, Jay?
He's a great lad.
Ain't he?
He's a great lad. Yeah, but I'm not happy with...
Why?
...how you made me feel there.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Sorry, I won't take it personally.
Oh, okay.
But I've got to, actually. Got to
well, if you're... If you've got... if you suffer from insomnia...
Yep.
...and you can't sleep...
Yep.
...and you want to go to sleep straight away...
Yep.
...listen to Jason Cundy from 10 o'clock. How about that? Little plug for you. This is a sports bar. If you're having trouble sleeping, so they're up, right?
Yeah.
And you want to fall asleep straight away, tune in to the sports bar, 10 o'clock. You'll be out by 5 past. Straight away.
Again, not happy sleeps.
So there's a little plug for you.
All right, move on.
It's all right, isn't
it? Yeah, move on.
Anyway.
Has anyone seen Britain's wonkiest pub? Here we go, Stinks.
What?
In the style of Stinks, has anyone seen Britain's wonkiest pub? Go on, you try it.
Has anyone seen Britain's wonkiest pub? Oh, yeah, I do sound like that.
Yeah.
Why have you asked that?
Tune in if you want to be...
Oh, is that what you do?
Tune in to Drive if you want to be spat at.
Can I... Can I just say, it's probably not a wonky pub, but the sports bar team always go to a pub and they get so smashed to pieces that every pub looks wonky.
Right, here's my take. Why don't you just turn up to that pub, take your mates, get smashed, and then build it. You got a wonky pub.
I don't know what you've just said.
Build the pub.
Are we still doing this podcast?
We're still doing the podcast.
Where should we begin, Jay?
Okay, let's begin with the FA Cup action. We saw the holders of the competition, Pep Guardiola's Manchester City, reach the next round after beating Rob Edwards' Luton on TalkSport.
TalkSport Daily.
It's a night of hat-tricks, of history, of Haaland. 5 goals for him. He'll be making the headlines after a sensational goal-scoring performance. His first on 3 minutes, getting City on their way. They never look back. He got his hat-trick completed by half-time when he could have had 5 or 6. Manchester City, irresistible, have beaten Luton by 6-2.
Sometimes I've heard people say, and sometimes I've watched him and thought to myself, he literally just stands there or doesn't do a lot for the team. People have talked about how few touches he has. But when he does things like this on nights like tonight, and this isn't a one-off, he's done it before, he'll do it again, you just can't help but feel privileged to have been here to witness it.
Absolutely. You know, that is the word. And, you know, up until last season, everyone was saying, you know, Manchester City, you know, are they bottling it in the Champions League? Well, you know, the way they were playing, sometimes without even a recognised number 9, almost a false 9, and Pep Guardiola wanted to get someone like Erling Haaland in. He was the one who could make the difference. And what happens in his first season? They get the treble. I think he's just that good. He's the physical specimen that he is. His height, his strength, his pace, and his finishing ability. I think any manager in the world would want him in the side. And Pep certainly adapted to that. And he's adapted to Pep. And sometimes he said, do you know what? You don't have to touch the ball all the time. Just get on the end of it. Stay between the sticks. Get in the right position. And he's done just that. And tonight, again, his movement. There were times it was a great battle with him and Mengi. I feel sorry for Mengi, I really do, because he certainly came worse off on that, but he would have learnt a big lesson about what it's like to play against world class tonight.
Well, Pep, congratulations. A special night for Erling Haaland with a great result. Can you just sum up in words?
My results speak for itself. We read really well the game and everyone was making a great contribution and happy for the game.
But was the first half as near perfect as you've had this season?
No, I think we read it. Every team defend different way, and they defend a different way, and we the players play really good, but perfect is never perfect, so I think we can do better. But of course, here's a difficult place to come. I know the results here in this stadium. And Kennel Road is always tight, and today we scored 6 goals and we could score more.
Well, Rob, a tough night, but yeah. When City are like that, can you do much more?
You can probably do things differently, but I'm going to refuse to do that. I'm proud of the players for committing to how we play. We're not going to come up against that every single week. It was tough. It was, you're right. 2-3-1 halves, you know, 45 minutes, where and Tim had to make some saves. We know that. But the players were incredibly brave. I'm asking them to do some things that are pretty bold and different that can leave them exposed against absolute world-class players, people at the top of their game. But we can't change. We won't change because it's what's been getting us good performances and allows us to be aggressive and attack and try and create chances, which we did tonight at times. But, yeah, we came up against a brilliant, brilliant team.
TalkSport Daily.
On to the other FA Cup fifth round matches. Starting with the David Batty derby between Newcastle and Blackburn. David Batty derby.
Yeah, I know, but you could have gone with Alan Shearer.
Who?
You mean Batty. Alan Shearer played for Blackburn and Newcastle, didn't he?
Always go Batty.
Why?
Yeah, but Stinks has been great on TalkSport 2's cricket coverage. No, he's been brilliant. Dave. I love Batty.
It's Gareth Batty. I'll just play the audio.
It's Almiron, played it down the right-hand side of the box, into the area, twisting and turning, lays it off to Gordon! And there's the goal for Newcastle. It's been coming. Oh, a missed header by Lascelles, and now Sigurdsson's away. Left-hand side of the area, plays it infield. Markenday, off the crossbar, Spodix! It's in! It's in! Sammy Spodix! It's 1-1!
Guides it towards goal, and what an important goal that could be for Blackburn.
Blackburn have fought back from a goal down to force extra time against Premier League Newcastle. Looking for Livramento, Gordon with a shot, blocked, long step of the shot, blocked again. Incredible double save from Ainsley Pearce.
Blackburn are to get anything out of this game, they've got him to thank, I can tell you that.
The Championship side have earned a penalty shootout against Premier League Newcastle United. He needs to keep this shootout going. If he misses, Newcastle are through. Higham, right-footed, save! Onto the post by Dubravka! Newcastle have won it! Dubravka the hero in the end!
Heroes or villains, I think it depends. You know, that's the life of a goalkeeper. Today he's our hero, and very much deservedly so, as you say. And I thought he made a number of really, really good saves today. And he was really unlucky with the save that he made in the build-up to Blackburn's goal, because I thought that was a high-class save within it. Really pleased for him because he wasn't well last week and he's still probably not 100% in terms of how he feels, but massive saves in our season. So I'm delighted with the response he got from the supporters as well.
It's Leicester who go through to the quarterfinals. The 2021 FA Cup winners dreaming maybe of making more history in the competition, but a big blow for Premier League Bournemouth. The winning goal right at the end of the first half of extra time. An absolute stunner from the Foxes substitute, Abdul Fatawu, left-footed from the edge of the box into the top corner. And you have to say, that is a fantastic result for Enzo Maresca. Finishes here, Bournemouth 0, Leicester City 1.
TalkSport Daily.
Manchester United boss Erik ten Point Hag has been speaking ahead of their FA Cup.
How can you slag off Man United? Honestly, what? Your team got beaten by the under-4s.
Anyway,
honestly, some of them couldn't even walk. They haven't even learned to walk yet, Liverpool players.
Anyway,
eating rusks, being picked up at Wembley by their mum.
Fifth round tie against Nottingham Forest tonight on TalkSport. Up the Forest.
This is ETA. Great man, proper manager. He's already won stuff. What's Pochettino won? Nothing. Anyway, this is him responding to criticism from Sky pundit Jamie Carragher.
So some analysts are very objective in their comments, very good advices. Some are very subjective. So Jamie Carragher is one of them. From the first moment on, he's criticised, and now he wants to make his point. And probably in the first half an hour, he had a point where Fulham, in the midfield setup, a little bit surprises, and then we had to find the solutions. And after half an hour, we found the solutions. Where we are, I was not pleased with the performance in defending, especially over the left side, how we did that pressing, because they came out.
especially in the first half an hour, several times over the left side can't happen. And that has to do everything with willingness and spirit and passion. And so, yeah, that was, in the previous weeks, was very good from this team. And therefore, we won the football games.
Now, Celtic manager Brendan Rodgers has been labelled a dinosaur for calling a female reporter a good girl during a recent interview. We'll hear from Brendan shortly, but first here's Rebecca Chapman, Scottish Feminist Network spokesperson, criticising the way he spoke to reporter Jane Lewis.
It is sexist. Of it, like, there's different, it depends on who you're engaging with, right? Like, you might have a laugh with your friends and use the term good girl, right? Or good lad, good boy, as a joke, right? When it's the appropriate kind of person to say that to. However, in a work environment, if someone called me a good girl, I think it's a perfectly acceptable figure of speech to use. It's old fashioned. It's definitely old fashioned to speak to a woman like that at work. Sadly, I've had it happen to me. That's why we're talking about it. Several women have had it happen to them in a professional context. And so calling him a dinosaur, I think that's a suitable metaphor to use.
TalkSport Daily.
Everton's penalty for breaching Premier League financial rules has been reduced from 10 points to 6 after an appeal. Financial expert and former advisor to Man City, Stefan Borsson, is concerned for the next charge coming down the line for Everton.
Those Premier League meetings, Simon knows better than me, they're like an episode of Traitors. Everybody sits around the table smiling at each other, and everybody is legitimately, you know, looking after their own position. So what would the learnings be? Well, most of those close around the table will say, we aren't going to breach these rules, so actually we should make them as stringent and as difficult as possible. And it's for the clubs that breach to suffer the consequences of that. The difference here, of course, is that the consequences of not knowing the final league positions go beyond the teams that have done anything wrong. So Luton Town could well be in a situation where they're waiting for this decision and don't know if they've survived or not. And that would seem to me to be unbelievably harsh on Luton Town. But I just don't see how it can be avoided. If you take Forest, let's say, best case, they get a decision by the 7th of April. They have an appeal at the end of April. The appeal then decides its verdict by the end of May. Your best case, end of May. We don't know when Everton 2 is. But the worst case, as per the Premier League's own timetable, is that the appeal hearing to be heard on or before the 24th of May. And we are saying that it takes approximately 4 weeks to get the judgment on the back of that. On the Premier League's own timetable. It's way past the end of the season. You're into the Euros.
TalkSport Daily.
Now ahead of the Chelsea, the Super Blues versus Leeds in the FA Cup this evening. Super live Blues, on TalkSport. Right? Super Blues. Super Blues boss Mauricio Pochettino has been speaking to the media. TalkSport's Ian Moosey Abrahams. He asked him if he thinks that he'll be given as much time, of course he will, Moosey, as to turn things around as Kloppy and Pep Guardiola.
It's not in my hands. We have a very good relationship with the owners, with the sporting director. It's up to them after to trust or not. You know, always it's about the... It's not in the coach decision.
It's unusual, isn't it, for a manager to be given that long?
It's unusual where Manchester City, Liverpool, they are successful or not?
Yeah, they are now.
Okay. And for me, the good example are the teams or the clubs that win, no? Like everyone. Is it the reality? I don't ask for nothing. It's only that, you know. If you want to be successful in life, you need to see the people that is doing the things good, no?
TalkSport Daily.
On to an exclusive interview now on TalkSport Breakfast with a former Sheffield United manager, Paul Heckingbottom. Can't be Heckingbottom.
No. I look at you and I think Heckingbottom.
I look at you and think Heckingbottom.
We're the Heckingbottom brothers.
Jeff and Ellie asked him about the Blades as if he surprised their bottom of the table and his relationship with the new gaffer, Chris Wilder.
Yeah, I've not spoke to him since he's gone in. So, listen, I want the club to do well and stay up. But it's looking tough. No, and this is not a sob story. This is just, like, there is factors behind that. It's sort of what we're talking about earlier. We sold players towards the start of the season, then didn't recruit till the end of the window. So for those first few games, I saw them as opportunities to win. Palace, no disrespect to Palace, but you target that yet. You know, we were playing with Chris Basham and Ollie Norwood as our midfield two, and we had someone make his debut for the club up top, Will Asula, 18 years old, and Benny Traore, you know, just come in from Hacken, and that was our team. And from the bench, we're bringing on academy players, and that was it for the first few games. Add to that the nature and the way we lost the players, the mentality, the group, they were fragile. They were fragile. And that was the toughest bit. You know, you've still got to go and compete and make sure that the players believe they can compete as well. Then we signed a few good players towards the end of the window, and all of a sudden there was a lift. And the first game we played our team was Spurs away. The first game after the window, McAtee was in, Ollie, Cameron Archer, Gus Hamer, Vinny Souza, the players we'd signed. And we conceded two late goals to lose. And you imagine if that's going to, all of a sudden you put a team out that you can play and compete with, and we played really, really well. That was a blow. I'm not going to lie, that was a blow. You could feel it. There was a deflation. But we kept competing. But the hardest thing, I think, when the results aren't coming is the belief and the mentality.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
TalkSport Daily.
And we finish with Hawksby and Baker and the clips of the month.
It's Alan Brazil and Ray Parler on breakfast planning an exotic holiday.
Someone's calling you Ray Attenborough here. You're talking about Rwanda and the silverbacks.
You know, he was very interesting to go and see. I love a safari. Do you? I've never been on one.
Oh, well, fair enough. Stuart Granger. I love a safari, but I've never been on one. Yes. And the safari chat continued later in the show.
Nice.
Danny Murphy went on one. He said it was magnificent.
Yeah, I should imagine in the wild, it must be brilliant to see. Obviously, I want to be in a cage, though.
Oh, okay, fair enough. Caged Arsenal, ex-Arsenal
really,
player.
Is he really up for this?
Really in the wild. So anyway, that's the Ray
Parler on safari. That is definitely a TV show.
I'll watch that.
If Bill
you?
Bailey going to the pub is a TV show.
Ray Parler on safari. It's only Ray Parler on safari.
Ray Panther Parler.
Yeah. So what's next, Charlie?
Let's get some Welsh regional bants now with Jim White and Dean Saunders.
Yeah. So Swansea people, let's get this right, are more posh than Cardiff people, are they, Enzo?
Not posh.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
In Cardiff, they drag their R's.
Oh, really? I've never noticed that.
Like a dog.
I've never noticed
like
that.
Like a dog with worms.
Yes, indeed. Never knew that, Dean. Here are a couple of callers now giving us a little bit too much information.
Carl is a Villa fan, wants to talk about managers. Hello, Carl.
How are you, mate? You all right?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well. Just got out of the bath, actually.
Let's go to Matt, who's an Aston Villa fan. All right, Matt.
Hi, Matt.
Matt? Matt?
He's not waiting for a train, is he?
Matt?
Yes.
All right, mate.
I was just blow-drying my girlfriend's hair.
Blow-drying his girlfriend's hair.
Oh, yeah, of course it was.
One's getting out of the bath. Far too much information. We don't need all that information. Yes.
Yeah, it could have been worse. This is a Stuart Pearce on commentary duty going a bit Dalboy.
The timing of the finish, catching the goalie off guard, was the peste de la resistance, as they say, in the Dodoin.
Rodney.
Very nice.
The pesto de la resistance.
The pesto de la resistance.
It's like when your kids don't want pasta for tea.
That's it, yeah. Here's Paul Ross talking sci-fi on the overnight show Extra Time.
Outer space, William Shatner. Voicing, I mean, you know...
I think it makes perfect sense.
I bow to no one in my love of the Shat.
Yeah, well, maybe could have rephrased that one. Could have rephrased that one.
Maybe, or, yeah. And finally, let's get the news from Tom Clayton.
With the 6 o'clock headlines, I'm Tom Clayton. Good morning. A sad sight to see.
Oh, don't be so hard on yourself, Tom. Goodness sake.
Well, that's it, guys. Thanks for listening on the Talksport app or wherever you get your podcast from. Don't forget to download Jason Cundy's new podcast, Following Through. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time show today at 4 p.m. How is Following Through?
Following Through is coming on well, Stinks.
Yeah, I hear the podcast awards, you're going to be cleaning up.
Clean up, Stinks. Yeah, it's... We've got Messi coming. We got Messi on it.
Yeah, Messi would be good on it. Yeah, Messi. That's nice.
Yeah. There'll be another one of these Talksport Daily problems that first thing in the morning. Hit the 5-star review button. Hit all the buttons.
Everything.
And the
Break your keyboard. Yeah. Jason will refund everyone. Be safe, everyone. Be safe.
This has been Talksport Daily.
The Talksport Daily podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.